always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. Jordan and Keith is Entertainment Tonight meets Access Hollywood.
I'm Jordan. Guy laughing, that's Keith.
Yeah, I'm Keith.
An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Hey, everybody. Here to celebrate overcoming their fear of wolves and loneliness. It's the Entertainment Podcast, the Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast.
Yes.
With Jordan and Keith.
That's right.
Or Keith and Jordan. Yeah.
Yes.
There we go. Oh, man.
Overcoming my fear of loneliness and wolves. I love wolves, man.
Yeah, now you do.
Oh, dude, I've always loved wolves, bro.
No.
I'm a werewolf kind of guy, actually.
And that's the effect that it gave you. Yeah. So fearless, he's embraced it. So we have an amazing show. For those of you that don't know, me and Keith, we talk about Keith and I. Sorry, yeah.
As your mom would say.
You're right.
And mine.
Of course he's right.
Or Jordan and I. Go ahead.
He's right. Okay, so I just...
It's that English grammar thing. It's just a flashback, I know, bro.
I know.
I'm sorry. I couldn't. The English teacher would be so proud of us. But go ahead.
Yeah, no. We basically talk about entertainment. So if you didn't catch that from the episode.
Thank you. I didn't know that. All right. Cool.
So here we go again on our own. Our first story is going to be a continuation of a story that we've been touching on since, I mean, the start of this, it feels like. This is the Amber Heard story.
Yes, the plot thickens. Yes, Ms. Heard.
Plot thickens. So
that's soap opera with her and Johnny Depp.
Oh, did you say a plot thickens on purpose? Is that like a pun?
Not really.
That's
yes
not
or
funny
no,
if
but,
you did.
Okay. No, I just said that, but okay. But yeah, I guess it is. Yeah,
I like that. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Right. Well, I'm glad you like it. So, yeah.
Well, since you made the pun, why don't you take the story? Since I frankly don't know who Amber Heard is.
Oh, yes, you do. So yeah. Amber Heard, Johnny Depp's one and only wife at this point in time. You know, she filed for a divorce. She filed for spousal support. She claimed that he was physically abusive to her. So it's the story just keeps growing and growing. And apparently, Johnny Depp and his team wanted Amber to do a deposition about a week ago. And her lawyer's like, well, I can't do it because she has to go out of town to go to London to get fitted for the Justice League movie. So, but apparently, she didn't go to London and that fitting got canceled. And apparently, she's been so stressed out about the whole divorce thing. I guess she lost 20 pounds. And there's a picture of her. And she looks like a beanpole, and so she's not looking too good. So
she looks incredibly thin. Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully she's okay. That's not good. You know, you don't want to stop eating and stuff. That's not good.
So those of you, once again, first time listening to this podcast, or first time listening to anything about the Johnny Heard,
the Deppard.
The Deppard. I like that too.
Yeah,
the look at this. We're breaking ground, Keith.
Yeah,
so
the Deppard. Yes.
We to go on that. There's a big kind of he said she said thing going across the board. Yeah. Johnny Depp's, you know, friends, supporters are all saying, you know, load of crap to basically everything that's happening with Amber Heard.
Saying that he didn't beat her, and that he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and her camp is like, you know, but then we saw that text from her cell phone, you know, a few weeks ago saying that, you know, he got drunk and he beat her and he felt bad about it. And I mean, it's been a real big mess.
It has been. And, you know, it doesn't look good regardless of what's happening.
No.
No, it doesn't.
No. No. Then at one point, her ex-girlfriend filed, you know, a restraining order against her for assault or something. And then she came out and said, oh, it wasn't that big of a deal. So it's just like there's a lot of drama.
So definitely agreed. That's why we have a podcast, though, because drama exists.
This is true.
So the whole thing that's happening right now is all of the Johnny Depp supporters are saying, screw it. She's just doing this to get out of a cross-examination so, you know, she doesn't look guilty. But she does look thin, like he said. It's very logical that it sounds very reasonable that everything's happened the way they've said it's happened. So,
yes.
I know a lot of people don't want to think Johnny Depp's a terrible person because we've all grown up thinking he was a great guy. And now it kind of looks like he's a crappy person. But, you know,
Jordan.
I don't think as of recently, and I've already said
allegedly
this,
looks like he's
allegedly
a crappy
everything is allegedly in this. I think that goes without saying. Just pretend we've said that word after every sentence. But I mean, the thing is, everyone should be used to that by now. Everyone should be used to everyone disappointing them, because this has been like a pretty rough, you know, couple years for it. And I guess it's always been that way, where we've been kind of let down by people that we put on this pedestal, and it's going to keep happening. So I guess the best thing to do
is cheer our listeners up, bro. Keep on coming with the happy vibes.
If I can say one thing I've said before, make your heroes firemen, not actors. You're set for less disappointment.
But poor policemen, they're like, what about us, dude?
Because we don't
chase fires, what? You know?
It's not about – you know, you're doing the right thing if you're a fireman or a policeman, but firemen aren't constantly under media scrutiny. Policemen and actors are. So if you're looking up to someone that's constantly under media scrutiny, you're not doing it right, because you're just setting yourself up for disappointment. So story's going to break where they don't brush their teeth in the right way. We're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah. So allegedly, it looks like they're in settlement talks right now. So we'll see what happens with the two of them. All I can say on my end is that there are no winners in the situation. That's all.
Absolutely not. Speaking of, this message is brought to you by the Firemen's Association of America.
No, it's not. Stop that.
Keith, I'm trying to get us some advertisers here.
They're not a sponsor.
Okay.
At least not yet, so stop it.
All right. Okay. Well, we do have another news story, and this is kind of a continuation. You're going to – oh, man, I don't even know how to describe this one. So this is Selma Blair. Selma Blair had an outburst on a flight, and she had to be removed by a stretcher. Now, that all happened because, and once again, allegedly, God, love that word. It gets us out of anything.
It happened. She did get kicked off the plane. That's real.
So someone allegedly saw her drinking wine. The whole thing is that she was mixing medication with alcohol while on the plane, and they had to remove her. Some of the things that they caught her screaming and crying out were,
oh, goodness.
He beats me. He's going to kill me.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah, quote, unquote. Things that people heard her say. So once again, we use that magical golden letter A word, allegedly. And he burns my private parts. He won't let me eat or drink. So I don't know what's going on in Selma Blair's
life. Who is she talking about? I'm like, wow. That's a new one. He burns my private parts. I'm just really disturbed by that.
Okay. Maybe Silence of the Lambs was like on the in-flight movie list.
Wow. I mean, so yeah, Selma Blair, she's been around, actress. She was in that movie, underground indie movie called Storytelling. She was in that. She had a very interesting role in that film. She's also the former wife of Ahmet Zappa, Frank Zappa's son, who's now a screenwriter. So, a screenplay writer.
Yeah,
so.
She's got a lot of things under her belt. I mean, was Hellboy too. I mean,
yes. Thank you for reminding me. She was very good in that, and Hellboy 1.
And a show called Kath and Kim. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that.
It's pretty old. It didn't make it past season one. So,
oh, there it is. Okay. But she was great in Hellboy. So yeah, she's been around for a while. So
yeah. So she's made an apology, saying, you know, I'm sorry, mixed medication. I shouldn't have. I can't believe the crap I said. I'm so sorry about it. Thank God my kid's headphones were on, so he didn't catch the brunt of it. But that was the saving grace, but it still wasn't good.
In front of her kids, that is so not good.
Yeah, her kid was there, and he had his headphones on, so there's that, right? I mean,
yeah, but then his mom's getting kicked off the plane. So what's really going on? I mean, that's what we do for, like, terrorists and stuff, dude.
Put headphones on them?
No, Joe.
No, okay, no. The other thing, yeah. So
wow. Okay, yeah, hopefully she's okay and getting the help that she needs. So,
yeah, that's
all right, Ms. Blair. So,
yeah, what Keith said basically. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, you might want to take a train next time or a bus, because I don't know if anyone's going to want to be sitting next to you anytime soon. So, at this point, after that story, so.
Jeez, Keith. Yeah. Okay.
Just for a little while. Just for a little while. You don't want to be known as the last lady got kicked off the plane. The actress lady. You don't want to be. You don't want to be known for that. So.
Yeah, we've all been in that situation before.
Yeah, right.
Okay, guys, and before we hit to our commercial break, we're going to go ahead and do something very unprecedented for the second time in
podcast history.
Another news droplets.
Droplets
of news.
No hamsters or rabbits here. Go ahead.
What is okay, we don't have time for your crap. All right, so what's happening right now in this news droplets
crap,
short segment?
Droplets. Before, love it. Go ahead.
I'm gonna
walked into that.
I'm getting a new host. What we're doing right now is we're going to say that Bryan Cranston, and we've got so much to talk about him because everyone loves Bryan Cranston.
Yes, everyone does. I agree with you now. We all do love him.
Go ahead. He's like the fireman of actors.
Well, there you go again. You're obsessed with firemen.
Could be a hero. Not the point, though. Bryan Cranston is announced that he said he would be definitely up for a Malcolm in the Middle reunion show.
Oh, yeah. So, you're not the boss of me.
That's
now,
great.
And you're not that big.
Now, everyone that's doing something that's not important, just start writing letters to Frankie Muniz so we can get him on board.
Oh, he's all about it, I'm pretty sure, dude.
Do you think so?
Okay, he did two Agent Coding films and what, maybe two other films? What else is going on with him?
I don't know. Maybe he's out of the game. Who knows?
He'll be back for the right amount of money, right?
Hopefully, yeah.
Dude, but I would play Malcolm right now. Okay.
I would love to see that. I think I would love to see you play Malcolm than Frankie Muniz.
You know, yeah.
I would only watch it once and I would hate it, but I would love to see it.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I guess what I'm saying, I think he should do it. So.
Okay. That sounds good. So when we come back from a commercial break, we're going to talk about Chris Brown being Chris Brown again. So stay tuned,
Oh, goodness.
Of course.
Break.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hey everybody, welcome back. How was that commercial?
Don't answer. So good. Oh my gosh.
Really? Okay.
Loved it.
All right. Okay. Interesting. So,
yes.
We've got some more stuff to talk about right now. This is actually my favorite thing that we're going to tackle in this entire episode.
What's that?
Well, so, you know, as I said before, that Chris Brown was being Chris Brown again, right?
Yeah.
You follow me? Okay.
Yes.
So, the guy who basically was hired by Chris Brown to improve Chris Brown's image after he beat up Rihanna is suing Chris Brown because Chris Brown beat him up too.
And what's this guy's name?
This is Mike G that we're talking about.
So if he was hired to improve Chris Brown's image, then we're talking about him being Chris Brown's publicist, sounds like. Publicist/manager, sounds like.
Yeah.
Usually your publicist will do that. Make sure you have a good image.
Well, he's not just he was his publicist and more. He was also helping him get out of debt and getting off of drugs.
Okay.
So he
was doing some managerial stuff as well, sounds like.
It seems like he was turning Chrissy Brown's entire life around.
Okay.
So
what is he saying again?
Going on? Mike G's suing him for let me see. Let me get the list out of here because it's
it's a list.
Yeah. It seems like there's a few things happening right now. What? Okay. So Mike G is suing him because he beat him up, and now he's adding defamation to the suit because Chris Brown responded to this whole thing by saying, "Mike G, I didn't beat him up. He stole money from me. This and that." So,
okay. Well, you kind of have to say that if you want to make sure that you keep your image clean.
Yeah, which I feel like it's too late for.
Yeah, that's like the knee-jerk reaction. Oh, I fired him because he stole from me.
Yeah, you know, like let's say that he did steal from Chris Brown.
You still don't beat him up.
Yeah, and even then. But let's say that you did steal from him.
Charges.
There's really nothing you can do. You need to stop everything because you've already lost this because your whole thing is beating up somebody already. and that's not going to look good. It's just kind of like it's very hard to come back from in a way because people are still making jokes about it. I don't even know if you make music anymore because all I hear about you
Well, he makes music, so.
Yeah, you get my point though, right?
Yeah, I get your point. Well, my thing is, you know, I just don't think that Mike G is just doing this just for the sake of doing it. You know, especially if he was working with you in 2012. Now, if the man stole from you, you have every right to fire him. That's correct. But if he stole from you, then you're also supposed to file charges, get the police involved, and have him arrested.
The whole thing is that Chris Brown said that he didn't beat him up whatsoever. He said that he just fired him.
Exactly.
He said that he didn't fire him, that he quit. He said that he fired because of the, once again, more he said, she said, which is a lot.
Well, you said Chris Brown said.
Yeah, Chris Brown.
On Instagram,
he said he fired him.
Because he was stealing from him? Is that what he said on Instagram? That's the newest update we just got on this.
Yeah.
So, okay. So that's, I mean, and going back to what I just said, you have every right to fire somebody if you believe they were stealing from you. If you can prove it, then the next course of action is to file charges, get the police involved, and be done with it. But since you didn't file charges or get the police involved.
Yeah, it's not looking good. No, it's absolutely not.
And you say now, so, and for those of you who didn't know, anytime someone like slanders you or questions your character publicly, you can file a suit against them, like for slander or defamation of character. So it sounds like Mike G is also going to, he's also going to file a suit against them for defamation of character now.
Yeah, he's going to throw that in as well.
So,
you know, it's terrible. What I'm saying about it is, he picked the most believable thing to say about Chris Brown, and that's why it's not going to work out for him too well. That's
probably not. I mean, there's a chance that, you know, there is a chance that Chris Brown is innocent of this thing. We don't know.
There is a chance, but regardless of what happened,
but
he really played the Trump card. He is
the Trump card.
The
play on words today. I know you didn't even mean that, but yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, okay, we're on the same.
Another
page.
Person getting sued. So, okay.
So that's happening right now. We're going to, of course, do more updates on that story.
Definitely. But, yeah, so it's not looking good for Mr. Brown, but we'll see what happens. That's a new developing story.
No, absolutely.
So we'll keep
not.
You informed on what happens. But yeah, Mike G versus Chris Brown,
no.
The plot thickens again.
I can't do the boxing, like, bell noise, but that's what's going on in my head. Yeah, the ding, ding, ding. Yeah, that's.
Got you. So what else you got? What else is an entertainment roster for today, mate? That's all right.
Okay.
Don't hate on the accent.
No. Just work on it. So, Bryan Cranston, he's going to be in a new Power Rangers movie.
Yes.
What
can he do? So they're keeping
that
franchise alive, huh?
Yeah, no, he's going to be playing a floating head that tells the Power Rangers where to go.
What's the floating head's name, dude?
Oh, man. It's.
You can't just tell me floating head. You got to, you know.
He's going to be Zordon. He's going to be the mighty Zordon. So
the mighty Zordon. Okay.
He's going to like direct them. Hey, go there. There's a bad guy.
Okay.
It feels weird to say. I'm going to definitely watch it though because Bryan Cranston's in it. Do you think that it's still going to be a kids movie though at this point? Or
what? Really, dude? Come on, it's Power Rangers. It's always a kids movie, dude.
Well, you know, they had that gritty reboot of Power Rangers.
Yeah, just because Breaking Bad dude's in it doesn't mean it's not going to be for kids.
They had the gritty reboot thing, though. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I haven't seen the reboot.
No, it's taken down now, but someone made a fan-made gritty Power Rangers reboot. It looked really cool. It did. And kind of wouldn't mind if there was going to be a gritty reboot for Bryan Cranston.
That kind of defeats the whole purpose, though, dude.
You think so?
Yeah. Nobody wants an adult Power Rangers movie.
I don't think it defeats the purpose. It's a sci-fi, like futuristic people using weird guns and swords to beat up
this is
monsters.
True, but it's definitely geared towards the kids.
It can be geared towards kids, but if you just said that plot line, it applies to, I'm pretty sure, 10 movies that you love.
That's true.
Yeah, no purpose defeating. They could easily make that a really cool, gritty reboot. They've done it all the time. I think they're doing
and maybe
it.
Maybe they'll take your suggestion, dude.
Yeah, no, maybe they're listening to it right now and saying, huh, that's what's been missing the whole time, the gritty reboot.
It could be interesting.
Yeah.
It could be.
So, yeah.
All right, gotcha.
Don't hold your breath, but maybe.
So
maybe.
That's cool for Mr. Bryan Cranston. We like him. We love him, as you would say. Great actor.
Yeah, he's, of course, we just talked about him in our short news droplet segment where he He's going to be a Malcolm in the Middle, possibly.
Well,
returning.
He's saying he's open to it, so he's putting.
I said
out
he's going to be a Malcolm. I sound like your dad talking about like.
You're not the boss of me now.
Yeah,
you're
no.
Not that big, bro.
So we're gonna get a fight. We have that going on, and then finally we're gonna have Mila Kunis right now, who she's pregnant
is
again.
It Mila or Mila? But yeah,
Mila, Mila.
I think it might be Mila, but it's all good. We know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah. So she's pregnant. He's like, she's pregnant again. Like he makes it sound like she's been doing it for like 20 years.
You know, Mila Kunis. It happened again.
So she's expecting her second child with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. So it is cool. Going to be Ashton Kutcher this time as well. So.
Dude, it was him the first time.
Yeah, I didn't say it wasn't.
It's going to be this time.
Well, yeah,
like it was somebody else the first time.
It's Ashton Kutcher this time. It was it. Ashton Kutcher before.
Okay, the way you said it, man. How am I going to do with you, dude?
Yeah, well,
you ain't right.
Am I wrong, though?
It was the way you said it. You made it sound like the first baby wasn't from him, dude.
No. The first baby and this baby were presumably on purpose, both with the same person, Ashton Kutcher.
That's what I said earlier, but okay. It's all good, bro.
Yeah.
We can't go back. Let's just go forward.
I didn't say anything wrong. That's literally the facts of the rules of the road.
Yeah, so hey, we wish them well. Congratulations to them both. That's really cool.
Do you know if it's a boy or a girl yet?
No, I don't know.
Well, the last one that they had was a girl.
Okay.
So
we'll see.
Maybe this time they'll decide to make it a boy. I don't.
It doesn't really work that way.
Well, I don't. Maybe not for you, but in the world of celebrities, things are possible. Your jets, they're private. Your babies, they're gender assigned. It's.
Oh, man. Well, she's got a new movie coming out soon that we're looking forward to reviewing called Bad Moms. So
which also involves motherhood, which yes. If you've missed the last minute of us talking about Mila Kunis, I've changed the name. It does sound better that way.
Yes.
She's pregnant again. So there we go. If we're closing that with she's, oops, she did it again.
Oh, I like that. That was good.
Yeah.
That was clever.
Did you like that?
Yeah, that
I've been wanting to say that since the beginning of this.
Brittany would be proud. So
I hope so. I really look forward to that.
Okay. So right on. So
we've got another commercial break. How do you feel about that?
I feel great about it.
You do?
I feel amazing about it.
And so do I. Okay.
Yeah,
so we're going to
totally inside. So yeah.
We're going to go to a commercial break. And
when
we come back, we're going to discuss and we're going to talk about and further review things about Taylor Lautner. So you guys stick around and
talk
stay
about
tuned.
Pop music. Talk about jubidi-bidi-doo-wop.
All right. See you guys later.
Bye.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's gsmcpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast with Jordan and Keith, or Keith and Jordan. I am Jordan, you are?
Keith.
Nice to meet you. Okay, now we're back, we're going to be talking about Oprah Winfrey's.
Oprah's doing her own cookbook.
There you go. I just wanted you to say the word cookbook. We're going to get it next time. So Oprah Winfrey's doing her own cookbook, right, guys? So another way of delivering that line is, everyone look under your seat. Oh, nothing's there? Not yet, because Oprah Winfrey is making a cookbook that's going to be released next year. Yes, next year she's releasing it. And it's going to be sharing her stories about her dieting. I guess there's going to be food that she had when she had her miraculous weight loss and so on, and therefore.
Yes. The book comes out January 3rd, 2017.
Would you get it?
I don't know. I have to think about that. Possibly.
It's crazy. You know, you knew that we were going to talk about this, but you had no idea I was going to ask that question.
No.
I
never know what you're going to ask, Harley.
Yeah,
never
no.
Because that's how you roll, kind of.
I understand completely. But with the whole cookbook situation, what I'm really excited about it
is what?
I don't know. Nothing really, I guess. You know, honestly, I just want to be Oprah Winfrey, and I cooking like her is not going to let me achieve that, so it doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you want to be Oprah?
She's just so successful, and I went to Key West, and I took a tour on a jet ski one year.
Yeah.
My brother lives in Florida, you know. So
okay.
They pointed at this private island, and they said, Oprah used to have a house here. The closest I can ever get to Oprah is on a jet ski that I paid to rent for an hour.
She's a billionaire, so I'm surprised.
She is. And maybe I don't
own the whole island.
And she's influential. She's amazing. Did you know that now she's officially endorsing Hillary Clinton?
Yes.
That was an awesome segue, by the way.
Yeah.
But that's the thing.
She is.
Now that Oprah Winfrey's pointed and said that is now gold, everyone says, okay, that's gold now. Oprah Winfrey is kind of like top level stuff, right?
Well, did you realize too that I don't know if people knew this, but like Oprah has interviewed like the last two presidents before they became presidents of the United States of America. She interviewed Barack Obama. She interviewed George W. Bush.
So you're saying that she is kind of a sidekick?
So what I'm trying to say, I mean, possibly, but I'm trying to say is, you know, the new presidential candidate, someone needs to get interviewed from Oprah soon.
So
the election.
Along with having ESP, apparently, she's also a billionaire and one of the most influential women, not just women, people in the United
country.
States,
yeah.
In the country.
Yeah,
sometimes
definitely.
You could even say the world, because there's a few countries that really respond to Oprah Winfrey us.
Yeah, she has her own network, too.
And the thing is, she hasn't done a lot. She this isn't even her prime, but her prime, like even when she's not in her prime, she's still just beating everybody when it comes to influential and amazing people. So therefore, I don't want to cook like Oprah. I would like to become Oprah, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
You don't have to take my word for it. I'll tell you every day from now on. That's a new dream and aspiration.
Yeah, I just want to have dinner with her and I'm good.
Okay. So. Okay. Well, then I'll get the cookbook too. Whatever gets me closer to my Oprah status.
Or maybe she can show me how to, you know, make the meals in her, from her book. So
she's
cool.
Kind of like Nirvana. You have to achieve Oprah, I think.
She's so. Bliss now? That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, she is. She's
like
bliss.
That.
It's something that you have to really earn.
Okay, Oprah's bliss. I think
Oprah
like
status.
That. All right, right
she
on.
She does kind of remind me of a modern-day Buddha, if we're being honest, though.
Oh.
Right? Can you see that? Not as far as like a look. I'm just saying because she's – yeah, you're right. You're right. Edit it out. Like, she's just so influential, though, and everyone wants to be
Buddhas
an
are,
Oprah.
You know, to be a Buddha means to be enlightened, so I know what you're saying.
Yeah, okay? No.
I'll clean it up for you, bro.
Thank you. All right. We'll edit that one out. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think she's very enlightened. But enough gushing about Oprah. We could talk about her all day. So
okay.
Okay. You know, moving right along. So.
All right, you're
but
right.
Yeah, we do love you, though. So
we dedicated
Oprah,
20
so.
Minutes to Oprah, but that's fine. Yeah. That's that every day for me. So what we're also going to talk about is, I don't know if anyone's seen What We Do in the Shadows with Jemaine Clement of Flight of the Conchords and several other things.
Well, yeah, so... That was a great independent film that came out a few years back. And basically, it was a movie about a reality TV show about vampires.
Yeah.
And their everyday life.
And I know it's about vampires, but it was good. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, it was. It was very dark and funny.
It was.
So I enjoyed it.
It was amazing. Now they're in talks of doing a sequel for What We Do in the Shadows.
Right. Okay, cool. And who's the director? What's his name? I can't pronounce that name, bro. I'm gonna let you try it, dude.
Why are you throwing me under the bus?
Oh, how does it feel?
I can tell you it was co-directed and co-starred and co-written by Jemaine Clement. So,
safe way out.
Yeah,
safe way out. Yeah. Who's the other dude?
You tell me, Keith. I actually don't know anything about entertainment news.
I asked you first, dude.
You're like literally the worst.
You're supposed to know these things, dude.
I can't say it. Dropping the ball. Okay, all right.
Yeah, you're no good at sports, bro.
I'm not.
Taika Waititi?
Taika Waititi.
Yeah, I already said
Sounds
it,
good.
You're a day late and a dollar short, bro.
Love how I think the most dead air we've had is trying to get out of pronouncing a difficult name. I think it really goes to show the quality of this show. So if anyone has
it. T-A-I-K-A, Waititi, something like that. So, yeah.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah, W-A-I-T-I-T-I. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So looking forward to the show if it comes out.
It's going
to
be great. Anyone who hasn't seen What We Do in the Shadows, it's a comedy
yeah.
With Jemaine. He's hilarious. Mr. Clement is
It's a nice independent film. It's a great comedy. It's dark and funny.
They even mentioned in talks that they were trying to do a show spinoff on What We Do in the Shadows. But right now he's got a lot of other things on his plate, including a new HBO show, and The Flight of the Conchords are kicking back off with another tour. So.
Oh, okay. But no show on HBO?
No. He's doing a little bit of everything.
Is there going to be a new season of Flight of the Conchords or no?
No, I don't think a new season, but he's going to do his own show.
But they'll be touring live, though.
Yeah, they're going to be touring live. Okay, so let's pick up our tickets so we can make a Flight of the Conchords podcast.
Right on. No podcast, no.
Okay. Well, that was just we don't have to. Uh-huh. So what we're going to talk about next is going to be really emotional for me because this drives very deep. So Taylor Lautner, okay? Scream Queen.
From Twilight fame. Yeah. Yes, Taylor, the wolf. The werewolf that women all over the world fell in love with.
Yeah.
Yes. So what's he up to now?
Well, he's going to join the new Scream Queens season. So.
Oh, for the second season?
Have you seen Scream Queens?
A little bit of it. It's got Emma Roberts in it. Yeah, a little bit of it. And Jamie Lee Curtis.
Did you like it?
What I saw was interesting. I need to go back and watch the whole season.
I'm going to be honest. I had no idea the show was going to get a season two. And that's not really poking a hole in the show. I enjoyed it. It wasn't bad.
They promoted it heavily, though. They really did. They put money into that.
Yeah.
So they did it. I mean, you had Jamie Lee Curtis, who's a Scream Queen veteran. You know, Halloween, you know, that's her thing.
Yeah.
So, and then you had Emma Roberts, who is Eric Roberts' daughter, Julia Roberts' niece. You know, so they're doing
that's what
know,
I love was, about you. You're a walking IMBD page. That's
well,
what I've noticed.
And she's also famous for being on The Coven for American Horror Story.
Yeah.
The most famous season they had. So she was a part of
it. Was that
of
their most famous?
I believe so. Everybody and their mother was watching that, bro.
I don't know.
I watched that. I never watched American Horror Story until Coven came out. That was the bomb.
That's debatable. I'm
letting you know, everybody watched Coven. Coven was probably the most successful season American Horror Story had.
Well, in our next episode, we're really going to have to see if that's true or not.
Whatever.
It's too late now, but we're really going to have to address that.
Don't doubt me on this, you peasant.
I've got no choice but to doubt, my friend. But, so hopefully you guys have seen it, and hopefully you like it, and hopefully you like Taylor Lautner, or else this news doesn't really matter to you. But if you do like any of those things, then you're really going to love hearing that. And congratulations, because he's a good guy. He deserved to be on something, right?
Oh, well, yeah. We like Taylor Lautner, you know. He gets hated on. We like Taylor. Taylor's cool.
Does he really get hated on a lot?
I think so. So, and he's going to play, Dr. Cassidy Cascade?
Cascade, okay. Yeah. That sounds more like makes sense.
CC, Dr. Cassidy Cascade. So he's playing a doctor, right on. All right. So I'm at the Chia. So this should be good.
That's going to be good for him. There's not enough Taylor Lautner doctor roles in the industry, and that's the problem.
This might be the first one, bro.
And that's going to be groundbreaking. This is going to be a big day for television, probably. So congratulations, Taylor. We're really proud of you. I mean, neither of us are your father, but if we were, boy, I'd be playing catch with you, so.
Yeah, so it should be cool. So looking forward to it.
Cool.
So Fox is doing her thing. So
yeah,
definitely.
And I've got bad news, Keith.
What's that?
It's the end of the show.
No.
I know. It's the end. Dude.
So we were no longer lonely, and we still have our wolves?
We love both. We've accepted our loneliness, and we've accepted
all
wolves.
Right on.
And that's what the show is really about, if I could just say that.
I agree. So no one wants to be lonely. So.
Actually, because of the accepting fear, I'm now very happy to be lonely. I'm going to reside in a cave. But that's for another episode. This episode, we're going to do that thing where you talk about things like Facebook and our GSMC podcast website. And then I'm going to close it off. You ready? All right. 3, 2, 1, hit it.
You're killing me with that, bro.
Come on. You got this.
What am I going to do with you? Anyway, thank you for tuning in and listening. We appreciate you all.
That's right.
So you can catch us on gsmcpodcast.com. Mm-hmm. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. Google Play, we're at SoundCloud. And,
You want to say something else about Twitter? Because
I said you can follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter.
Oh, hashtag GSMCpodcast.
There we go. Okay, so hashtag us too. We're hashtagable.
Yeah. So and you'll catch us on Twitter too. So we'll be popping up there to chit-chat with you guys. So
we've had a lot of fun. We're going to see you guys next time. In the meantime, I need to go teach Keith how to read. So until next time, we'll see you guys out there in space.
Oh, you ending it.